Office of the Assistant to the Chief of State, Senate Building, Coruscant.
Wynn Dorvan paused before re-entering his office. He had to brace himself for the remainder of his encounter with the Jedi waiting for him. Seldom had Dorvan encountered a personality that was simultaneously so strong, so focused, so dull. But Dorvan was a professional. He put on a pleasant smile he didn't feel and walked toward the door. It rose to admit him to his private office. In a chair, his back to the door, sat Sathias Sar. The Chev Jedi did not visibly react as Dorvan entered. Dorvan moved past to resume his seat behind the desk. "The Chief of State regrets that she cannot join us, but reiterates that she too is an enemy of slavery, both within and outside the Alliance." He glanced at Sar to gauge the Chev's reaction to these perfunctory words. Sar was asleep, slumped in his chair, his head lolling to one side, his eyes closed. Dorvan looked at him in surprise. He smiled, amused. Never before had he caught a Jedi napping. In this case, literally. It was all he could do to keep from laughing. "Jedi Sar?" Sar jerked, and his eyes opened. He looked around as if confused. "Obviously, the Jedi schedule is one of long hours and uncertain timing."
Yes.
Sar looked at him as if Dorvan had suddenly grown a third eye, as if only half recognizing him. The Jedi seemed to compose himself rapidly enough, though.
"I should be going."
"Without hearing what the Chief of State has to say?"
No, of course not.
Sar twisted to glance at the door, as if half expecting to see Dalla standing there. He returned his attention to Dorvan.
"Perhaps you could walk me out and tell me as we go."
"Of course." As they left the office and headed toward the lift accessing the main entrance level, Dorvan tried again. "Chief Dalla wants you to understand that she is as devoted as anyone to eliminating the remnants of slaver mentality from the galaxy."
"Yes, yes."
Sar fidgeted, and as soon as the door opened to give them access to the turbo lift, he darted inside. Dorvan followed.
"But she does have many other demands on her attention and resources, of course." "Of course. Main level."
The turbolift doors dropped into place, and the lift descended. Dorvan felt a flash of impatience. Sar normally played the verbal politics game with skill and enthusiasm. Now it seemed he couldn't be bothered.
"So, perhaps you could put together a proposal for cooperative effort between the Jedi and the government, using resources of both for her to evaluate, achieve both our ends. Perhaps engender a greater feeling of cooperation between us than we've experienced recently."
Sar turned to look at him, a stare of evaluation. Dorvan felt unsettled by it. It was as if the Jedi were staring through a magnifying lens at him, discovering for the first time that Dorvan belonged to a hitherto unknown species. But he merely said,
"Good idea.